Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Without a doubt, the Bible teaches us that God is sovereign over all His creation. At the same time, the Bible teaches that each individual is fully responsible for his or her decisions and actions. Those two principles we struggle to reconcile, but they are not really in conflict. The life stories of Jacob and Esau illustrate the results of choosing divergent paths, one that brings the pilgrim closer to God, one that leads away from God. That remained true even though many years elapsed between the time Esau set his course and Jacob corrected the path that he was following. Up to this point, more has been told of Jacob than of Esau. The account of Jacob's life is largely complete, even though there are a few more little scenes, little vignettes left to come. But this is it for Esau, a final summary and evaluation of his life. The chapter starts out with the genealogy of Esau, who is Edom. That connection is made several times throughout the chapter. Next, we are told where Esau took his wives from. Esau, unlike Jacob, took his wives from the wrong place. They were natives of this place called Canaan. They were descendants of Noah's son Ham, Noah's grandson Canaan. They were cursed because of the moral decadence shared with Canaan as their father and passed on to their descendants. Ham was the one who went into the tent, found Noah in a not good position, and ridiculed him. That moral failure had consequences for Canaan and his descendants. A similar character failure was present in Ishmael and his offspring also. They were excluded from the direct blessing of a covenant relationship. Isaac had a covenant relationship with God, not Ishmael. Many of these fellows had no desire to follow the true God then or later. Esau took his wives from the wrong place. He took them from the wrong worldview. By the time of Abraham, the Canaanites had gained a reputation for evil. They were not as bad as they could be, not as bad as they eventually would be. But when God made his covenant promise with Abraham, recorded in chapter 15, he referred to the inhabitants of that land and their evil not being as bad as it would be. God was going to wait before he dealt with them. The later hostility on the part of the Canaanites, the Edomites, of their hostility toward God's people had some pretty deep roots. It had a long history, starting out with hostility toward God and pursuit of a worldview that tried to replace the true God with more comfortable ones. That is where Esau's wives came from. It was the way of looking at the world and understanding the world that they had been taught. Esau made his choice from the wrong motivation. As described by Moses, there was at least one of Esau's wives who was chosen because he knew it would displease his parents. In choosing a wife, he was rebelling against boundaries set by God and his parents. He went and chose a wife from the Canaanites, descendants of Ishmael, just because he knew mom and dad would be displeased. It would cause them grief. Had Isaac and Rebekah preached a contrast in the home, followed the true God and be blessed, reject the true God and be cursed with hardship, we don't know, but they could have done so. Esau would have had that as part of his growing up history. Along with forfeiting his birthright, losing his blessing, something provoked Esau to serve as the model for Frank Sinatra. I'll do it my way, and I'll show them that I can be successful doing it my way. I've always wondered if Frank Sinatra thought he did such a great thing now that he knows better. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.